With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has codified what has been a long-time understanding that presidents are immune from prosecution for official actions they take while they're in office. Two very different takes on that ruling. President Biden condemns the 6-3 decision, while former President Trump is calling it a win for democracy. And speaking of President Biden, his political operatives working hard to keep the campaign from going off the rails.
The Biden campaign is trying to reset after the debate and reassure anxious state officials, donors, and rank-and-file members. At the White House, the public schedule is a return to business as usual. Over the next few days, the president will get a hurricane weather briefing, attend a fundraiser, host a Medal of Honor ceremony, and celebrate the 4th of July with military families. But behind the scenes, the Biden team is still dealing with many supporters who want the president to step aside.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, an extremely powerful hurricane continues to ravage the islands of the Caribbean.
Barrow is located a few hundred miles south of Puerto Rico. Maximum winds are up to 165 miles per hour. It's a Category 5 hurricane. Moving to the west-northwest at 22 miles per hour.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake.
Its next main target is the island of Jamaica. We expect the weather to go downhill there on Wednesday.
After that, Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula could take a hit. People on the Texas Gulf Coast being advised to keep an eye on the storm's progress just in case. Israel not slowing down in its drive to crush Hamas in Gaza. The Israeli military urging Palestinian civilians to get out of the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, suggesting another ground operation could be in the offing in Gaza's second largest city. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 153 points. The Nasdaq futures off 121. This is SRN News. The mayor of Los Angeles considers synagogue safety.
Karen Bass says she is open to the idea of establishing buffer zones around Jewish places of worship after Palestinian protesters rallied outside Otis Torah Synagogue. Fistfights with Jewish people broke out there and arrests were made. Bass says she's looking into the possibility of buffer zones with her legal advisors, but fears that an ordinance would not pass constitutional muster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their youngsters. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of 2023. Texas officials defend the ban as necessary to protect children. They note many other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and certain over-the-counter drugs. This is SRN News. There's been a rash of shark attacks in Atlantic waters this season, and the list continues to grow.
Authorities say a man bitten by a shark over the weekend on Florida's northeast coast is recovering. Officials from the Nassau County Sheriff's Office north of Jacksonville found the victim aboard a boat on Friday with a severe shark bite on his arm. The victim is still in the hospital. His name has not been released. It was the third shark attack in Florida in June. An expert warns that more shark activity is to be expected as waters get warmer in the summer. However, fatalities are rare. John Scott reporting.
Hunter Biden has filed a suit against Fox News' presidential son, accusing the network of unlawfully publishing explicit images of him as part of its streaming series, violating New York's so-called revenge porn law. Fox News spokesman calling it entirely politically motivated and devoid of merit. More details, SRNNews.com.